one that we were supposed to have is David thanking God for all his mercy in appointing him to be the king and to be the ancestor of the Messiah. One of the titles of Jesus, one of the messianic titles of Jesus, is Ben David, the son of David. And so you see the church is getting us ready to understand salvation history. He picks people. And if they obey him, they further his plan. Yet if they don't, they don't. And of course the tragedy is Solomon was nowhere near the measure of David. David sinned. He was a murderer. He was a crook. But he was also repentant. Now the gospel we have today, you see, we try to also see, as the people who did this plan it out, we're getting ready to celebrate the Feast of the Resurrection, right? And we have these 40 days to get ready for that. And the gospel then, the readings get more and more pointed and more theological as Lent goes on. What we have today is advice to us about the way we live. Is a lamb brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not to be placed on a lampstand? Now, that's going to be followed by another saying of Jesus, for there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. And that's by another one then. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. Now take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. And still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now why does our Lord talk like that? What is he trying to say? Well, he doesn't try. He says. And we try to understand. You see, responding to Jesus gives us spiritual capital. We're brought closer to him. And if we're closer to him, you see, then we're able to share who he is with other people. You see, is a lamb brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not to be placed on a lampstand? Well, everybody knows that, right? But then what's the conclusion? I'm a lamp. So are you. And we have to not hide what Jesus has done for us. We've got to tell people. I say this a lot. I mean, every time I stand here and look out at all the people, all their houses, where are they? What are they worried about? It was about, what was it, 15 or 20 years ago, a fellow shot his wife right over in this house over here. The tension got that bad. And the police were all around the house. He was threatening to shoot his wife. They got his wife to come out. And as she came out, he killed her. Now, how could things get that bad in a family? Easy. You see, there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Either like that, the guy shoots his wife, or like those who are pouring out their hearts right now to preach the gospel, to take care of the poor, to work for unity in the churches. You see, so why did the Lord light a lamp, you know, light us as a lamp? So that we could give glory to the Father and we could tell the world about him. And so you've got to be like a good salesman, always looking for a way to close a sale. you know. Even if it's just a tiny bit of the plan God has for this person. Standing in line in the grocery store, you pray. Pray for the people around you. And the Lord may say, talk to that one. And he'll give you what to say. Like, if these food prices get any higher, I'm going to have to hawk my car or whatever. You know, just start a conversation and see where it goes. Now, the Lord may destine that there be 50 people who make a hit on this person before they finally turn to him. And you might be number 37, you don't know. But to not preach, to not show love, to not encourage, that's a mistake. And that's why he says, is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not to be placed on a lampstand? Do you think I've done all these things for you? Today I'm teaching you again. I'm going to feed you in my body and blood so that you could go hide under a bushel basket? No. Somehow today, the Lord will bring someone into your life. And if you're alert, you'll know what to do. Now, you don't have to, you know, start with Genesis and go to the Apocalypse and read the whole thing to them, you know. But you've got to do something. And if we're alert in our heart, we know when the Lord says, talk to that one. Or just pray for that one. We know that. Now, why would this be in Lent that this would happen? Why would this be a reading for Lent? Because part of our Lenten observance is not just to give things up. It's to reach out, help the poor, physically poor, spiritually poor. Reach out and be alert. I've told you this story a couple of times, but it, you know, this is years ago now, 20 maybe. For my birthday, the community gave me a lovely leather jacket. I really liked that jacket. And in prayer one day, the Lord said, I want you to give that jacket to the poor. I said, you mean the other one that I used to have? No, that one. So I took it, walked across the street, put it in the box there for the poor, you know. And I thought, of course it all belongs to him. It's not mine, it's his. But if we'll do that, if we'll be listening to the Lord, there'll be ways today that we will be on a lampstand. The Lord will put us there. He'll say, there's a lampstand, climb up there. Love somebody. Speak to somebody, help somebody poor, do something so that I'm better known. It's already the third week in Lent, you know. We've got to really catch on. I just noticed we probably did the wrong readings anyway. We're in the fifth week of Lent, right? Third week.
Jeremiah.
Well, you just have to sit there while I read these other ones now. I won't do that. Yeah. The word today, you can read it yourself, huh? Is what? The power of the Lord to cast out demons. That's important. And also then, the depth of the opposition to Jesus. You think these Pharisees are bad? What about what's going on all over the place now?